بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who follow their path and to give us a steadfastness on this and to make us live on it and die on it until we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue some of the additional benefits regarding some of the or regarding the latest verses that were discussed from verses 67 to 74 from Surah Al-Baqarah. And from this is we knew that the children of Israel referred to their prophet Musa alayhi salam concerning some of their matters, and from this therefore we deduce the following benefit: that referring the matters to the prophets in the especially in these very important situations was something natural that people did in the past. And a sub benefit can be deduced from this as well, is that it is incumbent upon the ummah, if something becomes unclear, that we refer it to the people of knowledge concerning the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this sharia which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam brought is a cure for every illness and a solution for every problem. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4 verse 59, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger. Referring it to Allah, this means referring it to the Book of Allah, and referring it to the Messenger, this means referring it to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime, and to his Sunnah, to his way after his death. And we were not commanded by this command which you see in front of you, except that we will find the ultimate solution for everything, and it is really very evident on the other hand that whatever afflictions and fitan that is taking place in the ummah is due to their heedlessness concerning the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, not referring the matters properly to them. So this is an additional benefit. And more as well is the benefit concerning the warning against hardness of the heart after the proofs are presented. It is regretful that some people, after the signs and the revelations and the proofs are presented to them, instead of taking heed, they only increase in transgression and stubbornness. you see so much of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is manifested so clearly, whether these are in the terrestrial, universal signs or that which is occurring amongst people, many are heedless concerning them, giving them no concern, only mentioning them in a way to indicate that they occurred, not more. So that's why at the time of the eclipses you only find very few of the people who are contemplating as to what is really going on, and that this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find only few who come to the mosques during these times in order to do what Allah commanded them on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the prayers. And when earthquakes and floods and severe storms take place, we find many people who don't give the concern these matters, arise. They don't even become worried that they may be touched by these calamities. They only mention them as something or certain things that took place. And we see also the wars and fitan and afflictions, people transgressing against each other, yet it is considered almost nothing by many. Even to the extent that some of them refer to these things as historical occurrences or historical matters, not being from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come as warnings. That's why you find them after these calamities cease or come to an end, they go back to their loss, they go back to their transgression, or even worse. We seek refuge in Allah from that. And that's why it's dutiful on the believer to take from these signs lessons, and that he should return to Allah truly, so that these matters, calamities and the like, do not come again more intensely. And from the points of benefits which we want to expound a little bit about, and we mentioned this last night, is affirming the attributes of negation. Affirming the attributes of negation, meaning those attributes negated concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, what is meant is that first, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described by both, by affirmation and by negation. As to the affirmation part, it is found in many texts in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah. As to the attributes of negation, then they are less, and they are mentioned only because of certain causes necessitating their mention. For example, when there is a delusion of defect concerning Allah's attributes, like take in Surah Qaf, for example, Surah 50, chapter 50, verse 38, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And indeed, we created the heavens and the earth all between them in 6 days. Here it is. This is a negation then. And nothing of fatigue touched us. Meaning fatigue does not touch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why this is mentioned? Because shaitan, the devil, may inspire in the heart of the believer, if he comes to know that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and all that's between them, that Allah may be touched by tiredness and fatigue. That's why then he negated that aspect by saying nothing of fatigue touched us. This is one aspect why it is mentioned. Another aspect is that such attributes or such negations of negative attributes or negative descriptions are mentioned in order to repel those who belie the texts of Allah, repel their allegations. As for example, in Surah Al-Mu'minun in 23:91, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله. No son or offspring or children did Allah beget, nor is there any god along with him. If there had been any gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified be Allah above what they attribute to him. So here there is a negation of sonship, and again there is a negation of any other god besides Allah. So here they are mentioned to repel the lies of those who attribute sonship or godship, sonship to Allah or godship to other than him. And these attributes may also be mentioned part of threat, as a threat, as in the saying of Allah in the same surah we are discussing and the same verses, where Allah said, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Certainly Allah is not unaware of what you do. So this is negating that Allah is unaware, and implicit in this is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this as a threat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be in any way is being qualified with unawareness. He is all aware of everything, good and bad, small and big, few and many. Here it is to be mentioned that this negation is not pure negation. This negation is not pure negation. However, it is a negation which comprises affirmation. This affirmation is the perfection of the opposite of what is being negated. is the perfection of the opposite of what is being negated. For example, when Allah said in Surah Qaf, in the early chapter, in the early citation 50:38, about the creation of the heavens and the earth and in all that's between them, he at the end said, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ, and nothing of fatigue has touched us. So what is intended here is to affirm the opposite of fatigue, and that is the perfect ability and perfect strength. And it is because of his perfect ability and power, nothing of fatigue has touched him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when we read the following verse, 41-46, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Whoever does righteous good deed, it is for the benefit of his own self, and whoever does evil, it is against his own self. And this is the point of evidence at the end. And your Lord is not at all unjust to his slaves. Not at all unjust. Now, what is the opposite of that? The opposite, that he is all just and all perfectly just. So here it is intended to negate injustice, affirming perfect justice, which is the opposite of what is being negated. And because of this perfect justice, there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does of anything to be described as injustice. Also, in the previous verse 23:91, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ. This negation no son of or spring did Allah beget, nor is there any God along with him. What is intended here is to affirm his perfect richness, and that he is free from all wants, and to affirm his uniqueness and oneness, and that his uniqueness is absolute. Nothing is beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as God on. So from here, take all aspects of negation and apply the same rule regarding them. So from this we deduce that the negation there is not pure, is not mere negation, but rather what is intended is to affirm the perfect opposite, is to affirm the perfect opposite. Now we go to the verse 75. يقول الله عز وجل أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون. Do you faithful believers covet that they will believe in your religion in spite of the fact that a party of them used to hear the word of Allah, then they used to change it knowingly after they understood it? We covered these things, I believe. We covered these verses, but we can add some benefits to it also. We finished that. Let me add a few benefits to that, inshallah ta'ala. And from that is that the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger, was known to the children of Israel. Was known to the children of Israel. They knew it perfectly. In fact, they knew this as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe them that in the next verse. They described it as revelation. Fath, what they knew of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, they considered it as a revelation. They knew so much about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم perfectly. And they knew because it was written in the Torah, and also the coming of the Prophet ﷺ was also told by Jesus, peace be upon him, to his nation.